And the Braves with a win yesterday, just sort of staying alive.
That's it.
Trying to stay afloat. It's going to be tough. They got 10 games left. The Mets are playing really, really well. They're trying to track them down. They're 2 games back right now. Nice that the Mets have to play the Phillies over the next 4. But, I mean, it's going to take an 8-2, 7-3 finish to get in.
Right.
And then when you get in, then you're a wild card team and you got to start winning then too. So, I mean, the Braves are where they deserve to be because of the way that they've played and the injuries that they've dealt with and all of that kind of stuff. But, yeah, I mean, yesterday was the way they win. Starting pitching was really good. Got a couple hits. Marcelo Ozuna got a home run for the first time in almost a month, which is nice.
Yeah, man. I didn't realize it was that long. I was like, damn.
Yeah,
yeah, man. But he got him one. Michael continues to play well, man. He really, really does. And Schwelly. Just keep doing Schwelly things.
He's awesome. I mean, outside of Sale, who's the story of the year. I mean, he's going to win the Cy Young and being hurt as long as he was and all that. Just a brilliant signing by the Braves. Schwellenbach is probably story number 2, right?
Really,
I mean,
good,
well, positive story number 2.
Yeah.
Story number 1 is probably, damn, injuries. Everyone got hurt.
Yes.
This season sucks.
Yes.
Didn't expect it to be like this.
So Ozzie had a nice, is having a nice rehab start.
Yeah.
So I mean,
right-handed Ozzie.
Right.
Like, by the
so
way.
He's having a nice rehab start and everything. But you're right. I mean, you're here. I mean, of course, you always put it on yourself. We're here because we didn't win enough games. But, I mean, anybody and everybody knows why.
Yeah.
And so now you're in a process where you're up, your backs are against the wall. You can't let anything slip. You know, like you one of those moments, man, that one just got away from you. You can't have those moments. You can't have that just got away from his moment or series or anything like that. You need to win series, yes, obviously, but you need to win games, meaning all of them. Because you can't trust winning 2 out of 3 or something like that. You need to go win all.
Not when
of
the
them
Mets win 9 out of every
exactly,
damn 10.
Because the Mets they're playing their ass off right now.
Feels
man.
Like the Braves 2 years ago when they were tracking the Mets down. Remember that?
And they just couldn't lose.
Just couldn't lose.
They couldn't lose.
What was the fat guy's name that was freaking out every time they would win a game? The Braves would. The guy, I don't remember who. You guys know who I'm talking about, right? That Mets fan, the big guy. That's what I feel like right now. It's like, damn,
you feel,
these guys
you feel
just
fat?
No, I don't.
Yeah, that guy right there.
That guy. No, I feel very fit.
Oh,
but,
okay.
But I just feel like the Mets never lose.
They don't.
Man.
They're playing well, man.
Take a step back, fellas.
They're playing really well. And you know, like you said, they got the Phillies coming up. You just don't know how that's going to go. But I think,
hopefully bad.
I mean, obviously you want it to go bad.
I do.
But I think the one thing with the Braves is they can't really worry about that because they don't take care of their business. It don't matter.
That's true.
And so you're in a situation where I know you want to, you know, what they call it, scoreboard watching and all those different things. But if you don't go out there and handle your business, it don't matter because the Mets are they're hot.
Yeah. The good news is it does matter, though. Like, if you handle your business, you have the Mets for 3.
Right.
So as long as you stay within striking distance before
that
series.
That's next week, right?
Yeah.
Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday.
I believe so.
Okay.
So you get them for 3 before the final series of the year against the Royals, which, by the way, we've got another family 4-pack of tickets to give away to that Royals series, the final game of the season, at some point during the show. So be listening for your cue to call. But yeah, I mean, that's the great part about it is as good as the Mets are playing, you get your crack at them.
Yep.
You get the final say.
But you got to take care of business up to that.
Exactly. You can't, because if they get 4 games ahead of you, then it doesn't matter.
It don't matter.
You can sweep them and you still
don't
catch them. So,
it don't matter.
Yeah, yeah. You got to maintain that 2. Maybe you can make it 1 if you do well this
weekend.
You got
to be at least 2 when you play the Mets.
Yeah, right.
At least 2. You got to get right where you are right now.
Because then if you sweep them, then you're ahead of them.
Exactly. So you got to be at least 2 right here because you don't want to have to go into that Kansas City Royals series 3,
mm-hmm.
You know, and because it seems like, and I don't want to jinx anything like that. It just don't seem like it's going to go the way we want it to go. Yeah, and I'm just basing off how this season is going because it's always been, we get up, all these home runs and everything, and then you lay a damn egg to the damn Reds,
mm-hmm.
You know, and so, and that damn going, and I know they won, and so it's hard to complain in a win, but damn it, Soler. Like, now, De La Cruz is fast as hell.
Yeah.
Because he was on, by the time he got the ball, he was sliding in 3rd.
Yeah, I mean,
like that dude, he could pick him up and put him down.
He's fun to watch.
The best though.
He's fun to watch.
But damn, so I'm like, okay, it's hit out there. And I'm thinking, oh, he got a run to his left.
It's not pretty.
It's not pretty.
Not pretty. In
it really isn't.
It doesn't tend to go well.
I don't know. But hey, they got the win. You can't complain. We're not going to complain about winning. They got that one. And hopefully it's a 1 o'clock game today, a nooner today. So let's see if they can go ahead and get another one. And hopefully the damn Mets can lose. Hopefully.
Chris Sale on the mound, so you feel good about that.